This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Combined Corporate Moonbase Project, a sign of our ongoing success.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME5, codeword Hearing Voices.
Session 1, February 27, 2096. 11 a.m.
I am not going to be the person who walks into an empty room calling out, "Hello." There's obviously no one here. This is some sort of a prank after all, and I am going to darn well poke that reception bot into paying for my handsome home. Ah, well, Jen Ponton, you live and learn, even at my age. Thanks for nothing, Brihi, Hinny, Brinny, Hoo-hee-ha, LLC. I'm out.
Mix Ponton, my apologies, I was away from the monitor. If you would take a seat.
Shouldn't you be behind the desk when you say that?
That would be quite the feat, as I am approximately 12,600 kilometers away.
Okay.
I don't really do in person for this sort of thing. I'm quite selective about my physical interactions.
Well, that's not insulting at all. You did ask for Jen Ponton.
Yes, you are in the correct location, just as I messaged to your agenting service.
To me? I haven't used an agent for years. I haven't done voice work for years. I don't really know why I am here.
You are here to be evaluated for potential acting employment as a...
I know what an audition is. Why here? Why me? Why even use an actor for whatever this is instead of synth voiceovers?
I spend a great deal of time working with advanced computer systems one-on-one, and I know their limitations. For this project, I've found I would prefer the intonation, the rhythm, and the linguistic invention of an actual human being, without that being themselves.
For what project?
This one.
And this one would be...
The project for which you are auditioning. Now, we'll begin with a few simple phrases repeated directly into the microphone.
Dr. Ray. It was Dr. Ray. I'm finding you a bit annoying, and I don't need a job this badly. I may work with puppets, but I am not one myself. I am an accomplished performer with a lifetime of experience. Big, important experience. If you wanted someone to parrot words into a mic, there are any number of performers available.
Jennifer, Jen, Ponton, prolific actor, writer, and producer for screens both small and large, as well as significant work in both Censurelands and Pocket Cast. Your studio, Golden Hour, has had numerous long-running projects in all media across the world. Your docuseries on health and wellness rewrote cultural ideals and put the conglomerate out of the business of weight loss. The intercorporate fashion accords were your doing, and your influence bolstered the eco-uprisings of the 2060s. I am well acquainted with your career and the breadth of your experience. And on a more personal note, I was a very, very big fan of Queens of Daytime. I would never call you a puppet. A Muppet, perhaps, or even possibly a cupcake. But nothing beyond that.
All right, that was unexpected. I guess I should give a fan another chance.
Thank you. If we were to proceed together to the next step, I promise I will attempt to be more forthcoming.
In the most exasperating ways, I'm sure.
Now, if we can begin with the phrases marked as calibration, particularly emphasize the vowel sounds as you go through.
What's my motivation? I'm kidding. Kidding. Actually, the data sample is in my family jacket.
One repetition, if you please.
Actually, the data sample is in my family jacket.
Session 3, April 25th, 2096, 9:30 a.m.
These errors are related to coordination of the
Interferometer.
Okay, that one's just a mouthful.
I assure you, it's important. Interferometer.
Of course, Dr. Ray. Coordination of the interferometer between multiple array locations. Are you rethinking your casting decisions yet?
Not at all. I never even saw another candidate.
Wait, really?
No, actually, there were several dozen. I thought that might bolster your confidence.
Well, not when you immediately tell me it wasn't true!
I may have panicked. I'm not used to relying on false compliments. But you were absolutely my first choice, so isn't it more complimentary that there were other options? Now, on to the next text sample. Actually, might I indulge a bit of curiosity?
You're the boss here. I'm an open book.
Yes, I read your memoirs as part of my evaluation. Anecdotal memories are always scientifically suspect. But I found myself wondering, why did you take this job? I know why you were selected, but why agree? You seemed uncertain at the auditions, and you said yourself you haven't done voice work for years. Obviously you don't need the money. I really expected you to turn me down.
What, and miss the opportunity to work with the great Ashwini Ray?
You'd heard of me.
Well, no. That was my turn to panic. I thought I'd make you laugh.
Laughing at that moment would have indicated self-deprecation, whereas my view of my own accomplishments is...
Fair enough. You're not the best straight man in the business.
Perhaps because I am neither straight nor a man.
You got me there. I think... I enjoyed the thought of being just a voice again for a little bit. The thing about body acceptance is, even when you win, there are days when you just don't want to be a body. Sometimes it's nice to check all that baggage at the door, you know? Seemed like an interesting gig, and yeah.
That I can understand and sympathize with. In my interactions with the bulk of humanity, I find that I prefer distance. I wonder if my reasons might be similar. That's worth further thought.
Hey, if I'm going to be your therapist, my rate goes up.
I am glad that you accepted the gig, Mix Bonden.
Dr. Ray.
Now, if I could direct your attention to the next written sample.
The benefits of independent component analysis in signal isolation might be augmented through the use of knowledge engineering as a model. Turing completeness is not strictly necessary, although in some instances...
Session 7, June 3rd, 2096, 4:15 p.m.
Oh, no. I am not sure I can read this one. Not in my voice.
Please, begin where I've indicated.
In my voice, Ashwini? My own voice? Sorry, Dr. Ray.
You can't tell me that you've never...
There's very little that I have never, that's for sure.
then I'm not sure I understand the problem.
You've got everything in here! Aslan, Pygmalion, Pinocchio, the car from Knight Rider. I'm not sure I even remember that one.
If you would.
If you would. I've got to hear this in the author's voice to get the full intent.
Very well, I'll begin. Aslan had taught the trees to walk. While some had chosen to name themselves Ents and marched away to Middle-earth, most stayed near the woods to greet new visitors to Narnia. Generally, these visitors were friendly, a stuffed bear who must have been awakened as well, an old man who begged the dryads for wood to make a real boy, a woman who appeared to travel within a strange blue box.
Then, everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. Oh, you're gonna have to turn this water into wine if you want me to keep going.
I'll send for some more enticing beverage options if that will encourage you. That is, to continue doing the job you've already contracted for.
Touché.
You really didn't like it?
I didn't say that. It's fun, and the stories we tell say so much about who we are. It's admittedly a lot, but you're a lot, and people still enjoy you. At least I hope so. They certainly ought to.
I have a few friends and enthusiasts whom I see occasionally.
I remember, humanity at a distance. You're gonna do well on the moon, aren't you? Is that why you're going? Is the moon just a better, bigger distance?
The moon, particularly base Theta on the far side, which is shielded from the Earth's interference, is the most ideal spot for astronomical observation, perhaps even communication.
Which is an interesting fact, but doesn't really answer my question.
I disagree.
Do you have anyone closer who you'll miss? A partner, or partners, or...
A delivery has arrived from Warehouse Wines and Spirits.
Saved by the booze. Do I need to...
They'll bring it back. I've been partnered a few times.
You and me both, friend. Not now?
Each relationship lasted just as long as I wanted them to.
I'm calling bullshit on that one, but that's okay. I get it. Ah, here we are. Now we're cooking. When you reach my age and experience, you figure out that relationships don't all have to have the same purpose anyway. Most of them aren't forever, and that's okay. Some are just fun. Some are what you need in the moment. Some teach you about what you really want, who you really are for the next time. Oh, that is really nice.
I'm glad to hear it. Dhanyavad.
What was that?
Just acquiring a beverage here as well. To you, Mix Ponton, and your remarkable insight.
Back at you, Dr. Ray. It is not what you pay me for, but I am always happy to provide.
Now, if you wouldn't mind getting back to the...
I guess that was the deal. Okay, backing up. When the Fire Nation attacked, in Narnia... The four nations had aligned themselves with the four thrones. Susan with the Air Nomads, Peter with the Earth Kingdom, Edmund with the Water Tribe, and Lucy with the Fire Nation itself. Though it is said she aligned herself with Lord Sozin in an attempt to broker peace. But this is not their story. It is the story of a Sky Bison and his boy.
Session 12. August 1st, 2096, 11:02 a.m.
Hello, hello there! Earth to Moon! Dr. Ray, are you with me?
My apologies, I was not in my usual position. Welcome back, Mix Ponton.
I've been doing this for months now. If you don't start calling me Jen, I swear.
Very well, Jen.
Oh my god! Dr. Ray! Ashwini! Ashwini?
Is completely acceptable at this stage.
What are you... You were 12,000 whatever away. How did you even...
I am en route to the consortium's Rio de Janeiro enclave, and I request a transport via NYC for just this purpose. As the moon base program is a multi-corporate collaboration, they were agreeable. I've also heard good things about the wine.
But the distance.
There are always exceptions.
Well, it is a supreme pleasure to meet you face to face.
Absolutely agreed.
But wait, does that mean?
Our recording sessions are now complete. My project is, of course I can't call that complete, certainly beyond the gestation period, but it will continue to develop under close watch from my observatory. You have no idea, of course, what I refer to, and I'm not sure you'd even believe me if I could say. But be assured that your assistance, your personality, has been invaluable.
We're finished? I can't believe it. I really enjoyed this, Dr. Ashwini. I don't know what I thought it would be like, but the work, our conversations. Thank you for the opportunity. You don't need anything else read?
Few test phrases, some of that astrophysics gibberish, the Harry Potter multicross story you said you'd started.
Perhaps a conversation, if you don't mind.
Hey, I'm still on the clock. So, you are on your way, Dhaka to NYC to Rio to the dark side of the moon.
It's erroneous to call it the dark side, as both hemispheres have equal light and dark periods. The far side of the moon is more appropriate. Base Theta is within the Daedalus crater, which is centrally located on the far side, thus quite far indeed.
Indeed. How long is your stay, assignment? I don't know what to call it. Sentence?
Cancel all recording and monitoring. Confidentiality code ASHRAE negative omega 0.98. Do you need a refill?
All right, that was enigmatic.
Part of the reason I stopped here, I believe, was because I really wanted to tell someone.
Tell them what? Tell me what?
The fact is, I don't plan to return to Earth. Whatever events unfold on Base Theta, I plan to put certain systems into place and remain to see them through, however long that might take, with no escape plan and no backseas. Just a giant leap into the universe beyond.
Okay. Why? Why would you even... I guess I know the answer to that one, and if anyone can do that, it's absolutely you, but why? Why? Why?
The Earth is finished. Tell me you can't feel it, can't see it all around you. This planet is like a hotel room after the rock stars have checked out. All the furnishings are trashed, Elvis has left the building, and all that's left is someone squabbling over the bill. I prefer to set my sights on the stars. I have 3 PhDs, did you know that? High energy astrophysics, advanced machine learning, and bioresource engineering. I could have set myself up in virtually any enclave, any super city, but they are all the same failing system that I've chosen to move beyond. You can't tell me you haven't seen it, some of the work you've been involved in.
The results of the eco-narratives we helped design were... Okay, it was pretty shitty what they did.
You offered your talents to help make the world more sustainable. They stole those ideas, repackaged and sold what they could, twisted the rest, and then credited that failure back to you.
There wasn't even anyone to sue. By the time we saw the results, they owned the courts.
It's a failed, flailing system, and I'm wary from existing within it. Aren't you? You admitted you were tired of being a body. Wouldn't you escape that, given the chance?
Yes, sure, sometimes. Sometimes I've had enough. I can't deal with people and I dig my head into the sand, but that's not a permanent collapse or a complete retreat. Sometimes I just take a rest, sit down for a bit, allow someone else to take up the fight. If I've done anything at all worth doing, it's been to make sure that there were others able to step up. And there are others, Ashwini. You don't have to exist in this world, or any world, alone.
I appreciate that viewpoint, even if I can't share it. I'm pleased to be leaving it all behind. Perhaps I'll sleep for 100 years, perhaps I'll find a new world being sung into existence. I cannot accept humanity. I recognize that this may be my failing, but I do have alternative plans. Plans that you have managed to wind yourself into, Jen Ponton.
I would hope so, after all these hours reading myself hoarse for you.
Not just your voice. Perhaps at the beginning that was all I sought, but now I find myself hoping that I can retain a measure of your energy, your optimism, as I guide this project into fruition. I think that will be a great benefit. To the project.
Still not knowing what the heck your project really is, or how I'm supposed to know what the results are.
I can't find any faith to cling to here on Earth. My plans to take myself away are absolutely set. But I find some buoyancy in the knowledge that some part of you will be taking that journey with me.
Oh, Ashwini Ray, you old softy. If you want to be BFFs, all you had to do was ask. Here, refill your glass. You're not leaving till this motherfucker's empty.
Today's episode featured Tozamon as Ashwini Ray and Jen Ponton as Jen Ponton. It was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Thank you so much for all of your support. A million thank yous. Enough thank yous to reach up to the moon and back. The next one is so much fun. In 2 weeks, we bring you episode 6, The Interview, with Sarah Rae Werner and Dallas Wheatley. And of course, with Dr. Raptor. See you soon, folks.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly, because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.